Jeremy Cain is 36 years old, which makes him the youngest candidate running for Nashville mayor. But his bio already reads like a highlight reel. He swam in the Olympic trials, worked as a speechwriter for John Kerry, and founded a widely praised charter school. He counts President Bill Clinton as a mentor and even dated Chelsea Clinton in college. At the time, the New York Post described him as hunky. If there's one reason Cain has an all-star resume, WPLN's Emily Siner reports it may be his intensity.
Jeremy Cain points to the wall inside the Centennial Sportsplex pool.
So this is the record wall. So you see me, the national junior team.
At the other end of the room, swimmers are setting up pool lanes for practice.
The smell of chlorine, you can never get it away. And it just smells kind of like home.
It was here that he swam 4 or 5 hours a day through most of middle and high school. The hardcore training didn't let up even after his father lost his job as a minister.
Just remember seeing my parents crying at a dinner table. And to watch your father come home after working 12 hours a day and get in a car to go out to the airport and rent cars and knowing at 13 or 14 that he's doing that for you, you know, that stays with you your entire life.
Cain's mom also picked up several part-time jobs to help pay for his swimming career. He says he never missed a swim trip. He never lacked for a swimsuit or goggles. And it paid off. When he was 17, he swam in the Olympic trials for the 1,500-meter freestyle. It's the longest event, about 15 minutes of racing. He came in 2 seconds away from qualifying for the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta.
I wish I could go back because I didn't feel the pressure then. I just thought my Olympics trials is really 4 years from now. When I'm 21, I'll be more developed, have more training.
So he resolved to make the next Olympic team. He started swimming at Stanford. He was training 6 days a week, twice a day. Swimming took over his life, and his body could not keep up.
I was training so hard for so long that my resting heart rate went from 37 when I was training for the Olympics to 155.
He started having fainting spells. Once, he says, he passed out during a swim meet, like in the water.
Literally just got to the point where could not get out of bed, was sleeping 14 hours a day, and woke up and never felt rested.
His competitive swimming career was over. That was a hard lesson to learn.
You know, I can work really, really hard, obviously, and overexert myself. So it is taking time for myself just to step back, and it doesn't have to be intense.
But that didn't mean Cain became less intense. After a few years in D.C., working for President Clinton and Senator John Kerry, he moved back to Nashville and got involved in the charter school movement. At 27, he decided to start his own. This is a story he now tells at almost every campaign event. He told his wife, Tracy, that he wanted to quit his job and take out a second mortgage on their house.
You know, no one's going to believe in you and invest in you unless you're invested in yourself.
But someone must have told you like that was foolish.
I can give you my banker's name. I thought about the idea of starting a school and just thought, you know, no one's going to give a guy who's not an educator, who's done nothing, you know, has no real resume or credentials to do this. But if I can show that I'm committed and made the ultimate commitment of leaving my job and mortgaging my house, then that would say, okay, if he's committed, then I can get committed as well.
The story has a happy ending. Lead Academy was built and has so far graduated all of its students. It's expanded to several schools. And the Canes have paid off their second mortgage. It's a vision of Jeremy Cain he wouldn't mind voters buying into as they choose their next mayor. Someone who goes all in, but who's learned how to make the hard work pay off. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Simon.